This has been revealed by the president of the Kickboxing Association of Zimbabwe, Tony Kamangira, who says new international standard equipment is not available on the Zimbabwean market and importing is very expensive. As a result, says Kamangira, they've been forced to travel outside the country with old material, forcing them to at times borrow from the opposition when the need arises. Kamangira said the issue of equipment is a long-term problem which appears to have no solution in sight.
Those are the hiccups you always face each and every time when you're sending a team. Sometimes we'll be sending a team with an old equipment.
In fact, the Kickboxing Supremo says they are lucky to be even taking part in some international events as support from the corporate world and the inclusive government has not been forthcoming. Last year, the Zimbabwe kickboxing team missed out of the All Africa Championships in Madagascar, and Kamangira points out the circumstances leading to that.
We have been promised by certain companies, but unfortunately, their resources, they ran out of their budget. So it was very unfortunate because they promised that they are going to foot for the air tickets, but they couldn't make it. The last minute, they said no, they are no longer able to sponsor.
Kickboxing, a sport which was introduced in the country only 6 years ago, is one of the fastest growing sporting disciplines in Zimbabwe. It has spread to all the four corners of the country with structures in all the 10 provinces. On the international front, the sport has also made inroads. Brighton Changata won a bronze medal at the 2007 All Africa Games in Algeria. In 2010, Changata also came third at the Kickboxing World Cup in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. With that in mind, Kamangira says the sport is poised for further growth with more talent search despite the problems they are facing.
Our theme this year is Know the Game and it's kickboxing for all. So we're going also to scout talent.
But in the wake of the current problems, Kamangira is not sure whether Zimbabwe will be able to participate at the All Africa Championships, the Junior Cadet World Championships, as well as the World Military Kickboxing Championships, all lined up for this year. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.